we welcome you fieldside here on Training Camp Live, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, joined by head coach Andy Reid. Welcome to our humble abode here, sir.
Oh, this is awesome, Spud. You're right here with the fans, greatest fans in the world right here, baby.
Hey, Coach, listen, I think the question that everybody needs to have answered here is, how long did it take to get the mustache going? It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, you know this situation. I'm limited on the growth of hair on top of my head. So I figured I'd let my lip go. It's the only place I can grow hair.
It is impressive. There's no question about it. As training camp is also impressive. The physical, up-tempo, the mood seems to be great. I mean, let's talk about the physical part of it. Why did you feel it was necessary to come out and be so physical?
Well, listen, last year, with the way the situation was with the lockout, I didn't feel like I had a good pulse of the team as far as the shape they were in. Mm-hmm. They weren't around, so it would be tough to put them through a practice like we're putting them through now. It'd be unfair to do that. And so this allowed us to – our off-season program allowed us to do this. The guys are in the right frame of mind. They want to be challenged right now, and so that's what we're doing. And it is a physical camp, but I also think it's good for them. It's that's what this game is all about.
You are seeing players rise to the challenge. I mean, that's and create competition. And you always talk about it before you go to camp. I look at it. I got to tell you, Coach. I mean, I don't know what I'm watching sometimes, but I think this is as talented a group as I can remember. They're really, when you look position by position, there's no clear cut answers.
There's talent. The objective here is when you have talent, you got to come together. That was one thing we learned last year. We didn't come together soon enough. That's my responsibility. And so we're up here. We're away from everybody. All the distractions that you might have back in Philadelphia, you're away from that. Secluded up here in the Lehigh Valley. And it's an opportunity to concentrate on football. 100% football. All day. Meetings. Practice. Training room. Your nutrition, everything's set up for you here to get better as a team. And last year we weren't good enough. We've got to be better this year.
So I need to ask you what you're seeing when you watch these practices and review everything. Let's first start with the offense. And quarterback Michael Vick, the talk would be that the offseason would really benefit him in a lot of ways. Have you seen that?
Well, listen, it was his first offseason as a starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. And there's a certain focus that goes with that. And you've got to prepare in the offseason. I mean, you've got to attack the issue in the offseason, and then you've got to get better. And even though he's a veteran player, a great player, you're going to get better every year until you retire. That's the mentality of a star football player in the National Football League. There's always room to improve. So that's what he did this offseason. He didn't miss a workout. He didn't miss a film session. He came in even when he didn't have to come in, when the coaches couldn't meet with him. And he got himself in the film room and studied. And it's a tribute to him. Thus, the rest of the team did the same thing. They follow the leader. That's right. So he set a great tempo this offseason. I think he bettered himself as a football player, better understanding of the offense, the things that we're asking him to do. And I think his relationship with the coaches became even closer. That just happens. That's what happens with time here.
Are there specific things that you've challenged Michael with that maybe you kind of sat down and said, okay, we need Michael to be better in this. Let's design a couple of periods here and make it really specific.
Well, you state the obvious. Turnovers is a situation that has not been an issue in his career. It was last year, and so he's got to get better at that. We talk about the red zone. You know, that's where the red zone is going to magnify your strengths and weaknesses. And so it's important that you have a great feel and understanding of the players around you and how you're going to work each situation in the red zone. So he focused on that. And, you know, there are little things technique-wise that you're always going to work on. I mean, you look at Tiger Woods, who arguably is the greatest golfer ever, but he works on his technique, and he has to do that to stay at the top of his game. And when his technique's not right, he's not playing well. So that's the way Michael approached it. And there are small things, but he really focused in and concentrated on it.
We're going to talk about the red zone shortly. What have you seen from the other Mike Kafka, in terms of his development?
I like the things I've seen. I thought initially he was a little rusty when we first started off, and then he worked through that. And he started getting better every day. And every rep, I think, is an important rep for him, not only in practice, but also in the preseason games. It's very important that he maintains his focus, which is a tough thing to do. You've got to come out here. There can't be, for 2 hours and 40 minutes, there can't be a lull in the action. You've got to be tuned in. If Michael Vick's at quarterback, you got to be reading it like you're the quarterback. And so there, that's comes with maturity. And he's done that, and I look forward to getting him in the preseason game so he gets the game experience too.
The running backs, I can't remember a time, Coach, where there have been four running backs tearing it up like these four appear to be in practice. Am I seeing the right things?
Well, yeah. Listen, they've all had about equal carries too, so it's Polk's probably a little bit behind the other three as far as the carries go. But the ones that he's had, he's done well. So I would tell you that all four are playing well. The two rookies are physical kids. They're bigger than the other two, and they run that way, and they've got talent. Polk's got the quick feet, not as fast, though, as Bryce. Bryce has great cutting ability, and he's got that speed. Both of them have good size.
Yeah, I wrote that Bryce Brown, and this is style only. Tell me, you remember the name and you studied him. Does he look at all like Herschel Walker in style? Am I way off there? The glider, kind of the short steps, and then boom?
Yeah.
I don't want to compare him to Herschel Walker.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get
the way people get.
Yeah, let's get through this camp here, and then we'll talk. Herschel's pretty good.
Hey, the offensive line, you know, you bring back 4/5 of the starters. Talk about Demetrius, how he's fitting in, and those other four players, and how good you feel about the group.
Demetrius is working his tail off now, and so it's a learning process for him. When you're hot and you're mentally and physically tired, you've got to push through. That's where you've got to be accurate. So you can't have the offside. You can't have the missed assignments, those type of things. So he's working through that. He's really done a nice job with it. Every day, again, he's getting better. His attitude's phenomenal. So I like what I've seen.
And you talked about the red zone. How do you make it better? We've talked about this a lot with the fans. How do you make it better if the personnel is the same? Is it you change the scheme up? Do you look and say, hey, we missed opportunities that were there last year? What needs to be done in the red zone?
Yeah, well, it's probably a little bit of each. I think we have the personnel to be successful in the red zone. As coaches, we've got to make sure that we're feeding the player the right play, and then you've got to execute. So this offense notoriously is one where you take shots in the end zone. If the shot's not there, you check it down and give your players an opportunity to run and do the things that they do best and what they're paid to do. So, and then when you run the football, those are crucial runs down there. And so you run to score, and we've got to make sure, again, we put the guys in the right position and that we execute a little bit better.
Andy, how much do you believe what you see from through a week and a half year of practice from rookies?
Well, I think it's a start, especially this week here, because we've really cranked on him here these last 3 days. And so you're going to see the toughness and the adrenaline part of it that gets them through the first couple of days, that's phased out. Now it's into the dog days, I guess you'd say. So you get to see the mental toughness. You get to see improvement. Are they coachable? In the National Football League, you want players that as you coach, and this is describing the coachable part, as you give them a coaching point that they will try it live and that they won't repeat that same mistake that they made. Guys that are repeat offenders, those are normally the guys that don't end up making it in this league and get their teams in trouble. So we're able to see that. They're getting good reps and number-wise, and so you have an opportunity to see that here.
Does the opinion change a lot when you get to the preseason games?
Well, again, we play all our guys. Yeah. So they're going to get in and have an opportunity. So that's another part of the evaluation. How do they do when the lights come on?
Yeah, so you don't fall in love with somebody right now. You're not saying, hey, this guy, I love that kid. He's my guy.
You don't go there. Way too early yet.
Okay. The defense, please, just some general thoughts. I know a lot of injuries, but it looks like, listen, there's tons of talent, tons of depth and speed, and they all really – I really like the way they're all on the same page, mentally, physically. It looks great out
there. Yeah, they're flying around right now. So I look at the ones, obviously, but on defense, we rotate so many guys that it's important that the twos are – ready to go also and whatever role we have them in. So I like what I've seen. Can we get better? Yeah, we can get better everywhere across the board, offensively, defensively, and special teams. We need to get better as a team. We're going to keep cranking on it. But I like the intensity level. I like the points that you hit, that they have an understanding now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know where they need to be. Our last red zone period a couple of days ago, I thought the guys did very well in there. That's an area we need to improve on. And on the defensive side. So we need to stay physical against a run game. You saw yesterday, we pounded pounded the ball, and you know, we were able to have some big hits and stops and all of that. So we're getting better. We still got a lot of room to improve on.
I think there are 13 teams in the league that go away for training camp. Can you talk about why do you do it?
Well, listen, number one, it gives our fans an opportunity to be here. I mean, the turnout
the days
here
are great. Yeah.
Yeah, the turnout's been phenomenal. Yeah. And so our players feel that. That's a little relief for them during this crazy period. I mean, it's kind of nice. It keeps our juices going and so on. The other part is the camaraderie of it that you develop when you're away. You're living in a dorm. You've got three or four guys in the same dorm and a dorm room, and so they develop a friendship, a camaraderie, a trust, and I think that carries over onto the football field. You're able to have a different schedule here than you do at home. At home, it's hard to stretch the day because you don't have someplace for them to lay down and sleep and rest in between practices.
Right, right.
So this allows us to do that. They treat us great at Lehigh. I mean, it's phenomenal. I mean, the ladies that cook for us, the men and ladies that cook for us, they do a great job. The people that take care of the rooms for the players do a great job. So they've got everything right here that they need, and it allows us just to have an extended day. The players end up finishing, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night with their last meeting, and they have a snack, and then they hit the hay. So, it's a good full day of football for them.
In general, I mean, how do you feel about the team, Andy? What you're sitting here today saying, we're a good team, we're a great team. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, listen, you know how I do. I'm a
one day at a time guy. Yeah.
But I like the attitude of this football team. They carried over that attitude that they finished up the season with. The last four games of the season, they carried that over to OTAs, and they've carried it over into this training camp. And you need that. That's a start. But now, you know, now who's going to work the hardest? Who's going to continue to develop? Who wants it the most? All those intestinal fortitude questions, those are the things I'm looking for.
Okay.
And from coaches and players.
A hunger on this team?
Well, you do. Around the guys.
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah, you sense that. And so that's refreshing. And they're willing to be pushed, right? So a lot of teams they'll tap out. This team here seems to – they want the challenge. They want to be pushed. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's where the one day at a time comes in.
Yeah.
You just take it one day and get better every day.
It's just such a long way to go. I mean, I think everybody's just – once the season to get here, you can't let yourself go there.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at – that's why the people are out here.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't wait.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that. From our standpoint, you don't look ahead in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get better every day. That's your goal. And then, you know, you go through the preseason games. You work on certain things in the games. You don't always play them like you do the regular thing. You're looking for certain things in each one of the preseason games. And then you get yourself right. So when you open up against Cleveland, you're ready to go.
Yeah. See, it's just from head to toe, the training camp just seems smooth. It seems like everybody's doing their job.
Well, that's because you've got this Taj Mahal right
here. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, this is pretty nice. You've really come a long way.
Andy Reid, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, Spud.
Today on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.